Today is Monday of Holy Week, the 14th of April. Stephanie Gretzinger sings, "I love you, Lord." As we begin walking deeper into Holy Week, perhaps there is a gentle gesture you would like to make to mark this journey towards Jerusalem. How are you walking into this week with Jesus? Perhaps there is an image you can pray with. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put in it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus.
Woody-scented spikenard was hugely expensive, widely used in burial rituals across the East, but also referenced in the Song of Songs as representing love. As Mary lavishes the precious ointment on Jesus, there are Eucharistic connotations. This is his body, given for us. What stands out to you in this moment? What do you notice? The interruption by Judas strikes a sour note, as do the undertones of threat to Jesus and Lazarus from the chief priests. Jesus defends Mary's extravagance. He tells us that we will not always have him with us. How do those words strike you? How do we experience him as God with us, away from his physical presence? As we listen again to the reading, try to use your senses to imagine the scene, so full of scent and touch. Do you simply watch, or do you want to make a gesture of love and devotion to Jesus?
Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put in it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus.
Earlier in the Gospel, we have seen Mary sitting at Jesus' feet and listening intently. We have also seen her reproach him for not coming to her help when she needed him. How do you want to speak to him at this time? We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen. Amen.